works of art save the lives of animals? Can works of art preserve our environment? Hello viewers, and welcome to Animal World, Our Co-inhabitants. Our program today explores this very topic. We will visit with Dr. Pete Marshall, an internationally known artist whose works are bringing attention to the beauty of our animal friends and the need to protect them. Dr. Marshall is a retired veterinarian from Victoria, Australia. From her home, she operates a wildlife shelter which cares for lost, injured, and abandoned animals. She is also a splendid artist who is very in tune with animals. Not only does she strive to safeguard the animals of Australia, she also travels around the globe to raise awareness and compassion for endangered species. Dr. Marshall has donated her art for use with fundraising efforts on behalf of conservation projects. Her works hang proudly in both public and private collections in Australia and around the world. Her life has been an eclectic combination of being a practicing veterinarian as well as a talented and prolific artist. How did Dr. Marshall become involved in these quite diverse areas of interest?
I guess I've had that interest all my life. And told stories of when I was a five-year-old child of how I used to swathe a cocker spaniel in bandages and pretend to be the vet. And funnily enough, too, when I was probably about 8 or 9, I can remember sitting on beaches drawing seabirds. So both things have been there all my life.
Pete Marshall attended veterinary college in Liverpool, England. After practicing as a vet for several years in England, she and her family decided to move to Australia. The couple and their three children settled in East Ivanhoe, Victoria, where they operated a veterinary clinic. It was here that she started her first wildlife shelter.
I started running a wildlife shelter there, just a small one, but people, of course, being the vet practice in the area, would bring in their baby possums and tawny frog mares to be rehabilitated and rescued, and we had all the parklands where we could re-release all these animals.
Although busy with her family, a veterinary clinic and a wildlife shelter, Pete had another longing.
I started painting too because it was something obviously I had within me. I started painting wildlife or animals, people's pets and so on, because obviously people came into the surgery, oh, could you paint my dog, cat, horse, cow? And it's progressed from there.
When Pete Marshall eventually retired from her veterinary practice, she devoted much of her time and energy to her art. She decided to paint with a definitive purpose. She loved animals, and she wanted to help to save their lives and preserve their environment. After her beautiful artwork gained ever-increasing exposure and popularity, she was offered an incredible opportunity.
I was invited to become a signatory member of a worldwide group called Artists for Conservation, and their aim is to create a worldwide group of world-class artists who use their art to promote conservation and all the issues associated with it. I'm very, very honoured, actually. It's a fantastic experience to be part of a group such as that.
Through this organisation, she began to travel extensively and her work began to be featured internationally. Through her beautiful paintings, she has helped to raise funds for environmental groups and raise awareness about the plight of our animal friends.
I visit conservation places, such as the Jane Goodall Foundation in Uganda, where they've rescued the chimps and they're on an island in the lake in Victoria. And I donate my work or images of my work back to these conservation people for fundraising or whatever they need to use it for. So I know Jane Goodall Institute, they've used them on mugs and mouse mats. Just recently I've donated a painting of polar bears to the Polar Bear International Group for fundraising to the orangutan sanctuary in Malaysia, to a place called Loro Park in Tenerife, which is the biggest parrot conservation foundation in the world. They have some of my work back there. At home, I know the Dingo Conservancy have used some of my work and Help for Wildlife.
Earlier this year, Victoria experienced devastating bushfires. When we return, we will discuss with Dr. Marshall how she helped to lovingly treat the affected wildlife in the area. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. As we continue our program on Dr. Pete Marshall, a retired veterinarian, operator of a wildlife shelter, and internationally renowned eco-artist, who is devoted to the care and preservation of animals. This past year, Victoria, Australia experienced bushfires, causing widespread destruction and affecting the lives of countless animals.
The wildfires certainly they've been just like nothing experienced before. This wildfire through Victoria this year has just been horrendous. But of course, what happens is loss of wildlife. And it's not just the loss of the big species that we see. We really have to consider the makeup of the soil. The soil gets really burnt, so all the microbes and so on, it's a whole eco-environment or bio-environment that's destroyed, from the soil to the birds through all the wildlife and the insects and so on. So it's really a devastating thing that's happened here. I know bush does recover, but it does take years and years and years to really recover to where it was before. Some of the species, of course, like the tree ferns, I mean, they're hundreds of years old.
The wildfires resulted in countless homeless animals of all varieties. Many birds were sent to her by the local veterinarian, Dr. Malcolm Ware.
Well, basically, the local vet, Malcolm, passed all his birds to me, and so I had a rooster and a chook and the geese and the ducks and pigeons, and even someone found a little lovebird, would you believe, in their backyard up in Kinglake. These animals were just collected by good people after the fires. I had 14 pigeons, and they found a new home where they're all cooing away quite happily, and the little lovebird now has a friend because they have to have partners, and they just sing away, and actually I have retained those. They're just such gorgeous little birds, and he sings away to me every morning as I get up. It's really lovely. So it's so nice to have things that have actually survived and are doing really well after the fire. There was an echidna I released on the property here. I still see him wandering around. He's obviously doing really well.
Pete Marshall hopes to bring greater awareness about the difficulties faced by the animals as a result of this fire. To accomplish this, she painted several pictures of the affected animals.
The kangaroo I've done after these bushfires, as well as the koala, yes, up here. These are the hands coming in. Mm-hmm. So we've got the wildlife that's been rescued and the conservation issues associated with the wildlife here, right here under our noses in Victoria. And the little Joey, who is obviously helpless and being cared for by carers with his feet bandaged because of the burns. Hopefully I'll be able to exhibit that in America in the Artists for Conservation exhibition, as well as this koala here with the burns and the hope of new life with the surviving the bushfires.
Can you tell us about this picture here?
The magpie is a rescue bird from the fires, these wildfires that devastated Victoria back in February. And I had him in for treatment. He had some burns on his feet. And as I was letting him go, I thought, oh, you'd make a great painting.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a deep love for all animals. She made a gracious contribution of $2,000 in support of Dr. Marshall's dedicated efforts to protect our precious animal friends on this earth, conserve our environment, and save our planet. Our association members were on hand to make the presentation of contribution.
Thank you so much for doing that. That is just fantastic. And would you please thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for me too, because that's just a wonderful offering. It's amazing. So thank you so much. And it's lovely to have the recognition of what my life has become to be about, is about the art and the animals and the people involved with them. I feel I'm really lucky to have this life and lifestyle, but that's just so fantastic. Thank you so much.
We pray that Dr. Marshall continues with her noble work for many years to come. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, and our visit with eco-artist Dr. Pete Marshall of Australia. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May your hearts be filled with peace and compassion.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/aw.